Blog Talk Radio.
On What Stupid Is On The Air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Mat Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man currently doing this show in a Hawaiian shirt and his man thong, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. And yeah, man thong, a banana hammock. Bright yellow, very sexy.
That is hot.
Oh, yeah. And flip-flops, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, summer styling right there.
I know. I'll tell you what, and people don't think of that, but you have one sexy big toe. I think that's what sets everything off.
It starts with the big toe, and it moves on from there, baby.
That's right.
So how's it going, Matt?
Oh, Jay, it's hot, it's humid, it's summer, and people know it, and that's why I'm all broken, beaten, bruised, and sore this morning.
Rough day at the beer mine. Wearing you down, is it?
Oh, yep. My God, it was awful yesterday. They never stopped coming.
Well, you know, it's a big weekend for drinking large amounts of alcoholic beverages.
Yes. In fact, I used to make fun of people who said, oh, I've got tennis elbow, my tennis elbow. Well, if tennis elbow feels like my elbow from slinging 30 packs around, and oh, my God, I shall never make fun of them again.
You need to get you one of those little rolling carts, and you could put stuff on the cart and roll it out there to them. And
I'm like 3 feet from them.
Oh, well.
I would dent their doors.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad, you pussy.
Shoot. I'll tell you what, though. One, no funny stories from the beer mine, nothing anyone said. However, this kind of sexy, grungy, hot-looking hippie chick, probably mid-20s, as she's pulling out of the drive-thru, I noticed a little round bumper sticker on her bumper. It said, I heart tea bags. Which I thought was kind of hot.
Well, yeah, you should have gotten her number.
I should have.
She could have been an I'm With Stupid babe.
Yeah. Other than that, the rest of the day at the mine yesterday was just incredibly busy and not so much fun.
Aw. That's too bad.
I'll adapt and overcome.
Do the best you can.
Yeah. However, while I was slaving away, well, first of all, did you have any shout-outs? I'm sorry.
No, we're good.
Okay. I would like to give a quick shout-out to one David Lawrence, an old buddy of mine who was kind enough to come in the chat room and tell us about his day's event and then checked out 1 minute prior to the show starting, so it's like he wasn't actually here. So.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
It was important for us to know that he was going to do a car show at the New Marshfield BFW today.
Yeah, and bake some kind of pie or something or cake, and that was nice.
Adkins friendly pie
cake and recipe.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Asking friendly.
Yeah. Thanks a lot,
takes
David.
Talent.
Yeah. Check in again. That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, every morning let us know what your daily activities are, I guess.
Yeah.
It's important for us to know.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to let that get me down because it's a big holiday and we're kicking off summer. And you, my friend, while I was slaving away at the beer mine yesterday, you were having a big old time.
Yep, I was attending the big family shindig over in Yellville, Arkansas. God. Party Town, USA, man.
Oh, you know it. Now, yep. Now you have to explain something, Jay. Many people don't believe that's a real place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yellville, Arkansas. I tell you what, the population all the way up to 1,328 now.
There's been some baby making going on there.
Yeah, happened in play. Well, I tell you what, most of that baby making apparently is in my family because there were kids everywhere yesterday. Little kids running around, two or three little babies squalling.
Uh-huh.
That's good times right there.
Oh, yeah, nothing like that. And they all probably happened to sit next to you, didn't they, whenever they
No, you know what? I didn't even know who most of them were. I mean, I've seen them around from time to time, but, yeah. Anyway, well, you know, if you just take the baby's pacifier and you dip it down in the vodka, give it to the baby, and they seem to get, you know, pretty relaxed. So.
Well, and it relieves their teething problems. That's what it's all about.
Right.
Just trying to help them.
Yeah. It mellows them out a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, we had the big family reunion thing yesterday.
How many of your ilk were present at this family reunion?
Goodness. Let's see. I don't know. Probably 30-something of us.
What? Oh. Any black people? Were there any black people?
No.
No? Really?
No. That I know of, but, I mean. Now, the people from Houston didn't make it in last night. I didn't get to see them. Their flight got delayed, and they weren't there by the time I had to leave. But
so there could have been a good chance there would be some.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know about Houston.
Yeah. Probably people. Some knowledge transplants.
Yeah, maybe. Who have married in, you know.
Yeah. Interlopers, as we call them.
But the California crowd people were there.
Oh.
They made it in, and then folks made it in from St. Joe and Bruno Payette. And
what was the second one?
Bruno Payette.
Where the hell is that?
Well, it's not far from Yellville. You got the towns of Bruno and Payette, and they kind of merged together.
Oh, to become a metroplex.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, it's probably just a shout away from Yellville, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. You know, Summit is right there too. Oh, and you know, and Cotter. Don't forget about the folks over in Cotter.
No, we wouldn't do that. Salute.
So yeah, we were all there, and we were there at David and Judy's house, and they had the pool.
Ah.
And had a big old cooler full of Bud Light and Dos Equis.
So the cooler full of beer doubled as the pool, though, didn't it?
No. They had a nice little round. It's one of those above ground pools, but they built a deck all around it. So
very nice.
It works. Yeah. So they had that going. The kids were out there playing in the pool. It was about 90 degrees.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, comfortable breeze blowing. It's kind of tough to tell if it was hotter outside or inside, because ovens were running and mm-hmm. there were so many people in there. And it turns out they threw a breaker, so the air conditioner was actually just blowing hot air for a while.
Oh, that's not good.
That didn't help. But I got to tell you about the house roulette that they've played over there.
Oh yeah, that sounds interesting.
Oh, this is good stuff.
I'm ready.
A few years ago, Nana Creta, my grandmother, decided that her house was just too much house for her. They had a full basement and, you know, two levels and all that. So she sold that house to Glenn and Cherry. And then Nana Creta rented a cute little house from Lou Annis Kelly's mother, as one would do.
Yeah.
Well, then David and Judy bought a log cabin out near the river, so Nana Creta moved into their old house across from the Yelville Summit School. Then David and Judy sold the log cabin and bought a nice split-level house in town. They decided to move back into town. Well, that was great for a while, except Travis and his wife had a baby, and they already had three kids, so they needed a much bigger house.
Of course.
So Travis and his wife bought David and Judy's house, and David and Judy bought Travis's house.
Wow.
But then it was decided that Nana Creta was going to have to move in with David and Judy, so David and Judy sold that house and bought Glenn and Cherry's house. So Nana Creta is back in her old house now.
Now, we just had a guest check in, so if you'd like to redo that whole thing so they know what's going on, that'd be great.
No, but anyway, Nana Creta's back in her old house, except that when Glenn and Cherry were in it, they added to it, and they added a new master bedroom and a family room and the pool and stuff like that.
Because Nana demands respect.
Well, yeah, you got to make it comfortable for her. She's 93 years old.
That's right. Well, that's nice. So what did you guys have to eat? Typical cookout food, or?
Well, oh, we did. We had the barbecued ribs on the grill, corn on the cob on the grill.
All right. Very nice.
Big old.
Do you like yours black?
Pot.
Do you like yours black? And I like my corn burnt when you have it on the grill.
No, they cook it in the whatever. You know, it has to be shucked afterwards.
Of course.
Yeah. And they made up some nice little tasty little butter garlic thing to put on your corn.
Kind of a compound and, butter if you're, you know, snooty.
Yeah. And, of course, there was homemade coleslaw and a big old pot of baked beans with multiple different kinds of beans in it.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. You know, the compound butter, just back to the compound butter for a minute. Down in Yellville, they just call that butter stuff, that what all got the garlic in it and whatnot, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That's that garlic butter stuff now. You put that on your corn. Probably
pretty
good on the rice.
Or if you get poison ivy, it works pretty good there.
Spread it on that. Yeah, those baked beans were just delicious. They had all kinds of different beans in it. I don't know, three or four different beans and
always
barbecue
good,
sauce and mustard and what have you.
Did you make anything? Because you're quite the cook.
No, actually, they didn't. They said they had everything they needed.
It's funny how they always say that to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just don't. They don't realize what a talent I am in the kitchen.
I know.
But it was kind of the way it should be, you know. I mean, once everybody got there, you had about five or six women all in the kitchen just cooking away and doing the prep work, and the men were all out sitting around the pool drinking beer.
As it should be. As it should be. Were they all barefoot? Were all the women barefoot?
No. Not,
oh.
So anyway, yeah, we had a good time there, and we had a couple of pies and cake for dessert, and my cousin Susan made some homemade salsa that my Aunt Judy thought was really hot, but I didn't think it was that hot. I told her, as you get older, things affect you more. She didn't really think that was as funny as I did.
I can't imagine that. I would have laughed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Did you guys play any games? Like, did you toss some horseshoes?
No, we don't have any games set up there at the house. I was a little surprised about that. They have a basketball court, but they don't have horseshoe pits, and that's a little weird.
Which is
odd. Country folk.
Yeah, basketball court, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if the folks from Houston had come in, maybe they would have utilized the basketball court.
Oh, they would have dominated on the basketball court. Those people
yes,
play
they
ball.
Would.
Yeah. And when the California crowd got there. They came in with all the makings for vodka gimlets.
Which
that's what Uncle Bud and Aunt Juanita, may they both rest in peace. That's what they had every day at 5:30. Every
very nice.
After work, they would sit down and have a vodka gimlet. And, of course, the way John made it is about 90% of the glass is vodka and then a little splash of the lime juice.
Very good.
And I was like, well, you know, you could just get lime-flavored vodka and just, you know, drink from the bottle, dude.
He must have gotten that that recipe from the late Christopher Hitchens.
Yeah, must have. But Bud, when they would come in, he would bring his own limes.
Really?
Yeah, he was a little afraid that all you could find would be Florida limes around here. And he wasn't going to put up with that.
Yeah, no. Wow, you have an interesting family, Jay.
Oh yeah.
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
Nothing like that going on here. No. Did I receive a phone call say, "Hey, Matt, come over"? No, nothing like that.
That's unfortunate.
I do have to ask you, at the end of the day, towards the end of the party, how many weddings were there? Or did you just have one big
oh, that's group? That's so clever. Gosh.
Or perhaps maybe you all were just renewing your vows.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I also forgot to mention the folks came in from Alabama too.
Of course they did.
We have a few that are all the way off in Alabama. They came in too.
Did you have any locals who weren't related? Just kind of transient, say.
Just wandered in.
Yeah, I know him from way back.
Well, I tell you what, in a town like Yeovil, really. Anybody could have just wandered in. Probably we would have known them, or somebody would have known them. Like I said, I didn't even know some of them. I was kind of wondering if they just showed up. You know, guy came in with his wife and a little baby, and you know, he went over and grabbed a beer and started eating some chips and salsa. And for a minute, I was going to say, "Hey, buddy, who are you?" But he seemed to know what he was doing.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Shout out to Whatever Joe in the chat room.
And Curious Chris.
Checked in there when I wasn't looking.
Mm-hmm.
Good job there, sneaking in.
He ought to change his name to Sneaky Chris. Well, nothing big like that happening for me, but I am off today. And believe it or not, Jay, I am taking Schmoop out of this apartment into a social setting.
Ooh.
Which is big. We are we have been invited to Mississippi Mike's cookout.
Well, there you go. See, now you were sitting there complaining that nothing like that happens to you, and you guys are on your way over there.
Yep.
You gonna have brats and burgers on the grill?
Evidently we're having burgers. And for those of you who don't know Mississippi Mike, he is also the owner of the world-renowned beer mine here in Bagwine, Ohio. And, yeah, we're having burgers, beer, and should be a good time.
All right.
With him and his much more likable wife than he. Book, who is an awesome cook.
Let's see. Now you'll have your own little Memorial Day weekend shindig story to tell.
I will. There will be pictures taken. And I was thinking, you know, since I was invited, Schmoop and I, some things people don't think about cookouts. There's tips for being a guest. You want to be a good guest. You know, they told me not to bring anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they told me not to bring anything, but I'm going to anyway. I'm going to take some potato salad, although it's kind of an alternative recipe. I'm going to mash up some Brussels sprouts and lima beans, throw a little mayonnaise in there, and that's my potato salad.
Boy, that sounds like it'll be a big hit.
Yeah, it should be.
All right.
And of course, you want to be cordial while you're over there and compliment, you know, compliment their cooking and their house and their estate and all that. But so.
Oh yeah.
But you also want to mark the time and the good time you had while you're there. You want to take something to mark the occasion. So, you know, something like a nice little crystal goblet from their house. Maybe a garden.
Well, you know, just kind of go through the drawers and cabinets, see if you can find something you like.
Or
maybe,
you know,
maybe they got a little cash stowed away somewhere.
They might. Well, knowing him, he probably has it in every mattress in the house. Of course, we'll be
buried
outside.
Buried in mason jars.
Yeah. Of course, we'll be outside. So, you know, I was thinking maybe if they had some garden gnomes, I would lift one of those. Or maybe just dig up one of their plants and take it with me.
Well, you could take it over and plant it, you know, at the house for the wife to enjoy.
I could do that. Or I was thinking, since he is a farmer, maybe we'll just take as many soybeans as we can get into the Civic on our way out.
Well, maybe if he's got, you know, some good pork products butchered up in the freezer.
Well, no, he used to have pigs, so he only has cows now, so we might tie one to the back bumper and, come on, Elsie, follow us home.
You just leave her out in the parking lot and milk her each morning.
That's right.
I think that Joe would like to discuss that potato salad a little further. And I tell you what, if anybody else out there wanted to discuss any of this,
yeah, they
those
could,
phone lines are open.
Yeah, they could call the Johnsonville Bratwurst Hotline at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852.
And I tell you what, Johnsonville brats are some damn good brats, too.
Yes, they are. And that leads me to a tip, a summer safety tip. Whenever you're grilling them, don't mention it out loud, because, you know, the entire neighborhood will descend
upon
you.
Just show up?
Yeah.
They'll just show up. Yeah. So Joe wanted to know if there's actually going to be any potatoes in that potato salad.
No.
That's
Brussels sprouts and limers.
That's, boy, yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
I think I know why they told you not to bring anything.
Well, I was gonna put a little color to it. Yeah, what's wrong with all mashed up, it's a nice green-gray look. Maybe sprinkle a little paprika on the top. It's delicious. Man, what is wrong with you people?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
You guys just enjoy that.
We will.
I can just see Mrs. Mike. She'll just like, oh, gosh, thanks. We'll put that right over here. Anybody who wants some, go right ahead. Here, let's put a spoon there so somebody can.
That's right. And being the courteous guy that I am, when she says, here, take your salad with you when you go, oh, no, no, you guys enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Yeah, I brought it for you guys. Just, uh-huh. You know, just have Mike bring the clean dish back to work after you've washed it. But you know, it is. You know, normally you don't want to show up empty-handed, unless it's something like my family reunion where they already had everything. But we probably could have brought some beer or something like that. But they had so much there.
Yeah, why bother?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've only
actually
got so
didn't
much.
Didn't
you've
even
only
think
got
about
so
it.
Much ice. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, people love to bring ice, though. That's one of the things.
Oh.
Hey, we brought you some ice, you know, and you got big, you know, 75 pounds of it stacked up in the back.
Oh, I know. There was a lot of
melting away.
There was a lot of people taking ice somewhere yesterday. 25-pound bags of it, Jay. I wrestled with a lot of them.
Yep. Joe says to just bring a loaf of bread.
I could do that. I could bring my zucchini olive loaf bread. I could whip up some of that real quick.
You can make dips. People always like to bring dips.
Dips are good.
You know, like a bean dip with black olives and some onions and shredded cheese on top and stuff like that. We had some of that yesterday.
You know, but they're cooking burgers and brats, and I consider dip a main course, so, you know. And we got about 4 or 5 minutes left in the live stream, so if you'd like to call in, Joe or Chris or guest, you can always call in at 661-244-9852 and tell me what I should steal from Mike's house.
Yep. No, Joe says just bring a thing of, you know, sliced white bread.
Sliced white.
just to see everybody's reaction. Oh.
You know,
well, okay.
Actually,
we'll put that right here in the bread box.
That's actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a loaf of wonder.
Oh, best choice. Here's a loaf of always safe bread. Looks like, well, we had a couple slices out of it on the way, but.
Well, there was a duck. He looked hungry.
Fed the ducks on the way over.
But I do love summer. I love the heat. It's going to be 95 here in Bagwine today.
Yeah, that's pretty warm.
Yeah. With a dew point of 70.
See, I mean, that's where it gets to be a problem. It's when you start
packing
on all that humidity.
But, you know, I've developed so many toxins in my body over the years. This is perfect weather. It's like Mother's Nature way of detoxing you. Just all pours out. I feel so alive after a day like this.
Yeah, I felt really alive last night after I got home.
I could tell. Actually, I couldn't because I didn't even see you. I was pressed. I kept asking Schmoop, where's my boyfriend? Where's my boyfriend?
Nope. All I had in me was to chat with my BFF warrior cat for a bit and then fall face first into bed.
Yeah, that's nice. A little hurtful, but nice.
Well, you know.
We kicked off Memorial Day, our somber celebration last night by eating something very, very Midwestern, very American. And we ordered a pizza.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good. That's good to have at your summer celebration parties. Just order a few pizzas.
Things
people can get the paper plate, you know, and don't make a big mess. And kids love pizza.
Oh, yeah. Then you could make up a big batch of sangria. Sangria and pizza. Here's to America.
There you go. And, you know, another thing that's good is to have your freezer full of those individual frozen alcoholic drinks.
Which you can get at the Beer Mine for $1.99 plus tax daily.
There you go.
Featuring margarita, strawberry daiquiri, and peach daiquiri. $2.13.
You guys don't have the pina coladas?
They didn't sell.
Oh, man. Anyway, that's what we had. There was a bunch of those. And, of course, that, you know, for the girls. You know, how the girls like the fruity little, frozen
drinks
or whatever.
Yeah.
So they had their little strawberry margaritas and their peach margaritas and what have you.
Well, and it's nice for them. They're very cool, and they can sip on them while they're doing all the cooking.
Right. And it keeps them cool while they're slaving over that hot stove.
Right. You got to throw them a bone in some form or fashion.
Yeah. Although I got to admit, the other day, I did have one of those margarita popsicles.
Really?
Have you seen those? The shark at something, shark attack margarita, the long tube. It's a little strong. A little strong.
Really?
With you. Yeah, the Cuervo tequila in it, kind of cheap. A few of those, and that would have given me a headache.
Yeah, we wouldn't want that.
No, no.
You have enough maladies.
Yeah, went back to the...
What with your bursitis and sciatica and your...
Exactly. Lumbago.
I do have a problem with Memorial Day itself, though, Jay.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Memorial Day is for the dead, not the living.
Well,
not the veterans. The veterans have Veterans Day. They have Armed Forces Day. They have 4th of July.
And here I thought we were going to do a big shout out to all the veterans.
Oh, of course we are, because you can never do that too much. So here we, to all of our fine servicemen and women across the world. There you go.
There we go.
Now let's get back to the dead. They're not coming back, people. This is their day. Memorial Day is their day.
Well, I tell you, and the family over there in Yellville, they are all going to be heading over to the cemetery today and putting flowers and out on the family resting places.
That's good. Will they be planting a few little 5x7 stars and bars around the grave down there?
No. No, they won't be doing any of that. But they'll be hanging little plants from those little hangers that you can put in the ground, you know. So you can hang a plant above the tombstone. And
that's nice.
And then maybe some plastic plants.
Yeah.
So they
don't
die on you.
Yeah, I just don't like those. Because most of them just look awful. Just awful.
They do.
See, there's a good business for someone. If someone could come up with a good cemetery type plastic plant that actually looks decent.
Yeah. It actually made it look like you cared about the person that you are leaving flowers for.
Even though you don't care, it would look like you do.
Right. Well, obviously you care. I mean, once a year you go up there. Golly.
Exactly.
I should probably drive by my dad's grave sometime this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Flip him off. Drive on. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Gosh.
Kidding. You kid because you love.
Get out of the car and flip him off.
Well, after you walked around it, of course.
Yeah. Stalk around his grave a little, staring at him.
Well, no, I was talking about the car. You know, you have to get out and then walk
around.
Well,
it depends on where I'm parked. Yeah. I have to walk around behind it if I'm parked, you know, going in that direction.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't loop around the car and come back to where I was, though. No. Not that weird.
Really?
Yeah, really.
It's not just Memorial Day and all that, but, you know, we said we were kicking off summer. You know, one of the best things about summer, and I think you know what I mean, the fashion statements in summer.
Oh,
less,
yeah.
Less is more.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, the last couple of years around here, it's been all about short cutoffs and bikini tops.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I personally approve of this.
Do you now?
Oh, yeah.
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 I saw a lot of that yesterday.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't seen as much as I did, because... They ought to put an age limit on these things, Jay. They really should.
Yeah, really should. Yeah. Yeah, but of course, it's a big weekend for the people going to the lakes.
Oh, I know. My God. The wind is coming straight from the direction where the local reservoir is, where the beach is. And the E. coli smell this year is incredible. It is fantastic.
Yep. Now, they had a thing on the on KY3 out of Springfield the other night that the Table Rock Lake is the color of tea.
Oh, that's nice.
But they insist there's no reason to worry. Just jump right in, guys.
It's
go
fine.
Swimming, go fishing. Just because it looks like the sewer doesn't mean it really is.
No. Hey, I just caught a catfish. I've never seen one with three eyes before. This is amazing.
It's that brown is caused by a bacteria, and you really don't need to worry about that bacteria because it's not flesh eating.
Yeah. It may suck the marrow out of your body, but it won't eat your flesh.
Right.
They've got
don't worry about snorting that up your nose.
No, they've already got signs at Grand Lake St. Mary's. I don't know if it still is, but it's an hour and a half northwest of here in Ohio. And for the longest time, it was the largest man-made lake in the United States.
Wow.
And for the last 2 years, they've had this algae problem to where you could almost walk on the lake.
Great.
Oh, yeah. They thought they had it cured, but they've already got the signs back up this season.
Yeah. Every time I go up to Bull Souls, I stand there and I look at that water and I think, I can't believe I used to jump in there and swim in that.
Well, that's when you were young, when we still had immunities and stuff.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That, when we weren't quite as aware of all the things that could mess us up.
And now if you did that, once you were out, you would request a Silkwood scrub down.
Exactly. Oh, that does kind of remind me that my sister and brother-in-law took the dogs, Lucy and Cosette, down to Morrilton.
Of course.
Kelly and Alan are going to are leaving for Scotland on Tuesday. They're going to be there for about a week or so. And so the person that they got the dogs from is going to take care of the dogs for them while they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they got down there, and the dogs were running around, and they opened the back door, and they ran out. And Lucy promptly fell in the pool. So that's a good dog right there, graceful, talented. Just do, splash.
Does she swim well?
See that big area? No, she wasn't particularly happy about that situation.
More of a cat-like reaction,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Didn't particularly care for it. So, anyway, those are good times. But, yeah, the summer fashions, I'm a big fan of the short cutoffs and bikini tops. I'm a big fan of the short sundresses.
I like
low
those.
Cut,
yes.
Low cut maybe.
Yes.
But little sundresses that maybe a little breeze picks the dress up a little, gives you a little peek. That's sexy.
That's right.
Walking around naked, while I'm not opposed to it, not quite as sexy as walking around in something that gives you just a little peek.
That's right.
But
in
not
fact,
enough. It actually denies you that what you really think you're about to see.
Right.
Yeah.
And plus, we have a chick who comes through the drive-thru with regularity who wears those. So being the good guest that I am, I'll bring that up tonight at Mikey's. Hey, Mike, that one chick who comes through? We're always staring at her. I'll bring that up, just to get the conversation ball rolling.
Right, yeah. Just, and see what his wife thinks about these girls.
Exactly.
Good plan.
Mm-hmm. As Schmoop picks me up three nights a week, typically, and is and sees them come through during the last 20 minutes of my workday, I know what she thinks of them. So, you know.
So, we'll, so now you need to find out, you know, what other people think.
Exactly.
Because, you know, Schmoop's opinion might be an outlier. She, you know, everybody else might have, you know, might like them.
Right. Well, she wants to know about them. She's always curious because she always asks me a three-word question whenever someone like that comes through. And it's always, who's that whore?
And, you know, another thing about summer that's apparently popular with some people.
What's that?
It means baseball. And
it means what?
I guess the baseball season's about to start or something. I don't really. I don't personally follow it, but.
You know, I used to religiously. And we got this nice HD television back in February.
Uh-huh.
And this year I was going to watch baseball in HD. I haven't seen a game yet.
Yeah, neither have I.
I hear the Reds are in first place.
Well, there you go. See, as we were coming back last night, flipping through the radio channels, I heard Mike Shannon doing a Cardinals game. So I knew they were playing. Doing his thing, but
you were waiting for Larry Fitzgerald to catch a touchdown pass.
Everybody in the family is a Cardinals fan, and so they informed me yesterday that the Cardinals started off well, but they can't close a game, and now they suck. Okay,
yes. Actually, since April 19th,
the update.
Since April 19th, they've gone 7-18.
See?
Huh? I've been doing some research.
That sounds pretty sucky.
Yeah. And as I'm looking out into the summer splendor that is Bagwine, I look out my window, and there's little Jimmy Stewart walking his dog.
Well, what a pleasure.
And now he just made a gross gesture at me, which I think is unfortunate. See?
That's uncalled for right there. I mean, you're on the air.
Exactly.
You know, you're hosting a radio show for tens of thousands of fans all over the world. And he's
exactly
acting like a belligerent a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Uncalled for.
Yes. Well, he's gone now.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we got about 2 minutes left here.
Yes. You know, this is kind of a corporate event that I'm going to this evening since it will be.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hosted by Mike.
Sure.
That
sure
makes it corporate.
So the CEO will be there.
Yeah, the CEO will be there. And the CEOS will be there. So Schmoop had a request of me, which I find unfortunate, but I'll fulfill because she asked it of me. She told me to wear underwear, which it's kind of hot out.
But you're not going to demand that Schmoop wear underwear, are you?
Oh, God, no. I don't want her to wear underwear.
Okay. Well, everything be all right then.
Yeah. I thought I would because, you know, if you're sitting in a lounge chair, get a little relaxed, kind of spread your legs. Things can fall out. And, especially,
now, does Mike have a pool?
No, but especially things might fall out and or pop up if we're talking about that chick who goes through the drive-thru in the little sundress.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, you guys could always get a little kiddie pool to jump around in.
That could be our gift to take to him.
A slip and slide.
Yeah, slip and slide would be nice.
All right.
Unfortunately, I think the CEO would roll it out and, come on, let's do this.
All right. I think that wraps it up.
It does? fun show.
It's going to be a big summer. Big summer coming up.
Big summer. And we're going to kick it off Wednesday with a special show, J-Man. It's my 25th anniversary.
Absolutely.
Should be huge.